The Japan Automotive Manufacturers Association forecast that for the first time in almost 3 decades, less than 5 million automobiles will be sold domestically this year. This is not only because of the recession, but a change in the way Japanese consumers regard owning a vehicle. A generation ago, car ownership in Japan was seen as a sign of wealth and affluence. But Martin Schultz, senior economist at the Fujitsu Research Institute in Tokyo, says that mindset is a thing of the past.
For younger people in Japan, the car is simply not a status symbol anymore. It is a tool. Japan has wonderful infrastructure beyond roads. For younger people, having a car is basically a costly and cumbersome affair.
Surging gas prices and parking lot fees that put drivers back hundreds of dollars a month are just some of the reasons why young Japanese would rather spend their money elsewhere. Japanese automakers have seen this trend coming for a while, and in part, that is why they focus so much attention on foreign markets. But as Schultz points out, dried-up demand from overseas during the global downturn has created a perfect storm. If there is one positive outcome from the low in sales, it is that Japanese automakers have emerged at the forefront of new environmental technologies. Schultz explains.
They try to improve the image of the automobile to a younger generation as well. This is why Toyota is rather early in their hybrid car strategy, in their eco-car strategy, Honda as well. So they are quite ahead than many of their competitors internationally. It is not enough, however.
To offset the slump in sales, manufacturers have laid off hundreds of thousands of short-term contract workers. There is concern here that if the production does not pick back up soon, companies may have to resort to letting go of full-time salaried employees. Jason Strother for VOA News, Tokyo.